Hello, everybody, and welcome to Drollers. I'm joined, as always, with Chris Reynolds. How you doing, Chris?
Brilliant, Alan. Happy to be here. Episode 99. Look at us.
Crazy.
On the precipice.
On the precipice, yeah. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Look at us now. Sitting in the studio with a can of, as I roll down my stubby old ass so I can get this name right, this is not whiskey. Some of my listeners will be disappointed, but I'm actually drinking right now, hard-rated, as we all love.
Yeah.
Alcohol, lemon lime, sugar-free. It is the bomb.
Yep. Nice. Yeah. Good to go. Yeah, I actually got to grab a can too. Stopped at a bottle on the way home from B-Ball, and they had the Kraken Black Mojito on special. So I got a 4-pack of them. They're actually pretty good.
Nice.
I don't mind it. And normally anything with soda water I hate because I don't understand soda water. Like, that is some of the worst shit I've ever had in my entire life. But it's pretty good. So not mad at that.
There we go.
I got a buddy who just drinks soda water. Like, that's like, he just will make soda water and then drink it. And I don't. That to me is the most foreign thing in the whole world.
Yeah, people who own soda streams, like, what are they playing at?
So we actually have one of those, but, but we make stuff, like, we make stuff with it. I don't just drink soda water.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was at his joint one time, and he just was like, "Oh, you want some of this?" And I just assumed it was lemonade or something. Like, I don't know, you know what I mean? And he pours me a glass. I was like, "It's sweet," and I just drink it like it's lemonade, and I had like the horrendous gag reflex. I was like, "What the fuck is this?" And he's like, "It's soda water." And I was like, "This was just, I don't know. The bubbles, they get me. I hate it." But anyway, this stuff's pretty good, so not mad at it.
There we go.
I had a run of basketball tonight, which is unusual. Like, I know I play every week, but I play on a Monday.
Yep.
And I couldn't play this Monday because the Grand Prix was on and it was at MSAC, so I guess you can't access it, so MSAC was shut. Previous Monday was a public holiday. Previous Monday we had a bye, so I feel like I haven't played basketball in a year. And yeah. One of the boys from the gym got asked to fill in his mate's team tonight, and he's like, "We're desperate." And he's like, "Oh, I'll play, but like, I got a mate who's probably better. Like, you want another?" And they're like, yeah, we got five with you, so let's go. I was like, sick. And it was nice. I was very happy for the run. So, so it's A grade, and I play
A grade on a Wednesday as well.
Yeah. But
yep.
So it turns out A grade on a Wednesday and A grade on a Monday are not the same thing. So A grade on a Monday, I'm in a pretty good team and I'm 100% a role player.
Yeah.
A grade on a Wednesday night, this team was the top team and fell to second because they've had a bunch of fill-ins lately. I am LeBron James. It was nice. I haven't had the best couple of days, so it was a pretty nice, a nice surprise. I thought I was just going to roll in and play a bit of D, get a couple of rebounds and sneak in cheeky sort of 6 points. And that's not how this went down. So we had a nice win and I was heavily involved. Let's just say that.
Awesome. That sounds loads of fun. How good is that?
Nah, it was good. So I still stand by that I am the best disc golf basketballer in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't heard anyone try to come at me otherwise. So it must be true.
It must be true. There was that one time where you took down Leo that wasn't Leo.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just more data to convince me of that.
I will let the people playing along at home know, because people have been sort of following my journey to try to get into the Fieries.
Yes, they have.
Did not get in. So I had the final interview on one of the last steps the other day, and it was one of the last interviews in the process, so I found out pretty quickly. And they just sent you an email saying, "Thanks, no thanks." No feedback at all, so have no idea what they didn't like about it. They're only taking 90 people for the position, so there's still like a few hundred in the pool, I think, at the moment. They don't really tell you, but and I guess I just wasn't one of them. So could have stuffed something up or could have been good and just not good enough. We don't know. But anyway, that's done. So don't ask me about it.
don't ask me about it. That's fair enough.
Feel free to light some fires. I'm not too impressed with them at the moment. Get out there. You make them work. I'll try again next intake, but who knows when that will be. And doesn't mean I'll do any better this time. Doesn't really work like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, we move on. I'll just be a plumber for the rest of my life, I guess. So that's cool. but yeah, basketball was a nice little break today. Got my mind off it. And so will this. So that'd be good.
Perfect.
Mm. Before we go too much further, I want to have a big shout out to the better Brunsting, Jeff Brunsting. He is 72 today, I think.
Oh, wow. There you go.
62, maybe.
Okay. I believe you. I don't know what's worse, me believing you or being a lie.
He's 62 today, so he's over in WA working, the big fella. So,
Is it over there, like 2 p.m.?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully he's knocked off already.
Yeah.
But, happy birthday, Jeff. Well done for getting around the globe one more year.
Yeah, well done, Jeff.
Mm. And we had some pretty cool news on the Throwlers Mini. So I reached out to Bespoke, and they're the best. They're just the best. That's why I go straight to them and don't worry about anyone else. They came up with what I think is a really cool design for a mini to celebrate the 100th episode. And you made a little post on socials to see if anyone was interested. We're not doing we're not doing an order for more than, this is not like a fundraiser thing or whatever. We're just going to order them for people who want them. So if you want them, reach out. I think, maybe we'll do another run on the socials or something. If not, just send us a message and we'll get an order through so that we can hopefully get it before episode 200.
Yeah, we're already well into the double ditch of people who have hit us up saying they're keen. And we might already be over 20, to be honest.
Wow.
But those posts expire after 24 hours. So I'll either roll it out again like Alan said, just message us. And so we put in the right size order.
Yeah. Beautiful. I like that. That's cool. I thought we might cap out at 20. So... That's nice.
No.
All right.
No, we're popular.
It's a good little mini, though. I like that. I'm definitely...
It's sharp.
I didn't put my name down, please. Really well. Make sure you put my name down to get one.
There we go. I might get one as well. I'll put my name down as well. There we go.
I did not... Remember when we had... we sponsored the Melbourne Celebrates, and then we got hooked up pretty aggressively from...
Bespoke. And the club, yep.
Yeah, and I didn't end up with any of those minis, I don't think.
Stuffed up.
So I got to make sure I get one of them. So that'll be cool. Yeah. And we're in the works for a shirt.
Yes, we are.
I came up with a couple of designs online, and it's not my thing. So I wasn't mad at them, but I wasn't in love with them. So we reached out to Alex Brindle, who is the designer of all the Tassie stuff, and their stuff is, I think, the best. So he's going to hook us up. He's going to design something nice for us, and... if Chris and I are the only ones who want them, that's great. But if not, then, we'll put them out there and see if anyone else wants some Throwlers shirts. You can be on Team Throwlers. All you do is, you just have to buy a shirt.
But if you win, you have to thank us.
Yeah.
You have to thank us.
Yeah. Especially if you don't normally win, because obviously it was a shirt.
Yeah. And actually, even if you come fifth, just ask the TD, can I say something? Can I just thank my sponsor? That's what you actually have to do. That's actually what I want to see.
Yeah.
Fifth in MA3. Hey, TD, can I just thank my sponsor quickly before you get into the prizes? That's what has to happen. That will be the best.
Perfect. Nah, I can get around that. That's good. It would be aggressively dipshitty. That'd be perfect. So keep an eye out for that. Alex has got a bit going on down in Tassie at the moment. They got a tourney coming up, the Poi Meaner. So he's doing a bit of work on that. But once he's done with that, he's going to put his talents to us. And I can't wait. I'm excited.
Pumped.
Mm. Something rolled across my desk earlier in the week, and I sent it through to you. But we had, I think Kale was the end of last year. Kale Davies was... Australia's biggest sandbagger, which is another way of saying the highest rated amateur in Australia. But I believe we have a new Australia's biggest sandbagger, and it's none other than our mate, Oscar Pickles Fellberg.
How outrageous.
How outrageous. What was, I forgot to get his thing up. Is he like?
953.
Oh, 953. Jesus, yeah. Oscar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not much to say about that, but yeah, of course, it turns out he is definitely heaps better than me.
yeah, and me. Yeah. And like lots of the country.
Yeah. That's big. Yeah. 950. 950. Yeah. That's, if I hit 950, I'm going DPO. And I can confidently say that because I know I never will. So it's great. But that's huge.
Yep. He's got Matt Hill covered by 6 on the AM leaderboard. Then my mate Benedict O'Byrne on 944. Victoria currently taking out the podium of this. They're taking out the sandbagon podium.
Big. And Kale's in there as well. He's probably just not showing up because he's probably not active, right?
Yeah, true. He's not showing up.
Yeah, so he's in there. I think he's a 950-something guy too.
Yeah. But that is huge. And then what it dawned on me, he went up 12. And so, like, in the chat, people are, like, giving me shit because I'm obviously shit. And they're like, Oscar's better than Chris. Turns out he's been higher rated than me since the last update. He's been higher rated than me for ages. And we just never clocked it.
He's sneaky.
Yeah.
He's very, very sneaky. So
yeah.
Did he beat you at Green Jacket, though? Nah.
Never. Not once.
Not once.
Never, not once.
That's all that really matters. He does. He just shows up to these little courses. Let's say that. He's just he's an assassin. He's a Melton guy. He goes to the... What's the thing I just ran? The Ruffy Rumble.
Yeah.
He takes him down. He stays away from the Invalids. That's where you get your rating destroyed.
Exactly.
No, Oscar's very good. He always beats me, so it's not a surprise he's much better than me.
Yeah.
But that was really cool. Yeah, that came my way. Kalen uncovered that, actually. So thanks for that, Kalen. That was a nice little tidbit. I normally have a bit of a look at some of the people around, but yeah, just missed Oscar. So. All right, I think we had some disc golf on the weekend, right?
We certainly did.
We had a social day at Ruffy Lake, I believe.
Correct.
I did not make it. You had your name down?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I thought you said you had your earmark. That's what you do. You just bookmark it.
Yeah, I tried to, but even on a Wednesday, I couldn't even bookmark the 8 a.m.
It all coming back to me now.
Yeah.
But yeah, plenty of people came and some very, very big scores. So what were we looking like?
Yeah, so we had, what did we have? We had over 50 players, 52.
Big.
Ruffy, obviously gettable with an eagle there to be had, and 2 if you're a big guy. And yeah, everyone went after it. We had Mikey Hare with a clean round, and I'm just having a glance down the leaderboard. He is the only, no, I tell a lie. We got Glenn Ralston, no bogeys.
Nice.
Well done, Glenn Ralston, and that is where it ends. So well done to Glenn Ralston and Mikey Hare for going bogey free. But going clean was not good enough to keep up with Darren because he did have a bogey, but he still shot neg 11, 2 shots clear of Kalen, Penn, and Mikey.
Big. Eagle on hole 5, not surprising. Kalen, eagle on hole 5, not surprising. Aiden. Eagle on hole 5. Not surprising. Tim Ware. Eagle, hole 5. I mean, get out of here, right? Am I surprised?
I've never eagled it.
No, what the fuck? Timmy Ware just pulling out the big boy. I hope that was a throw-in. I'll be real mad if he's just throwing that like 120 meters uphill or whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, yeah, I reckon he has, you know.
Big.
I reckon people can just do it. You can too. Like
I've gotten close.
Disc golf's a weird game. Mm. The way you throw that tower basket at Eruption, that's like parking blue, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy. I still don't really understand that.
I still can't get my head around that. How the hell did you park that hole twice?
I don't know.
That is the blue basket.
Yeah, no, I know. That's the furthest throw I've ever done. And I don't really get how I did it. but yeah, big shout out there, Timmy Ware. But yeah, of course, big shout out, Dazza. doesn't often pop the roughy. I wouldn't imagine.
We're six social days in. That's Daz's first.
Well, there you go. Takes out the big W. So, well done there. Notable names down the bottom. Ryan Deer, neg two at roughy. That's unheard of, right?
Gross.
He's just followed on from his round three at what he did the Sizzler, and one, two, three, four bogeys. I mean, none is what you're after.
Yeah,
at roughy, and he's rolled in with four. So very, very unlike him. Like, he got rolled by Jacob comfortably.
Yeah,
tough.
Yeah, no good.
And I'm seeing succulent Chinese meal, neg one, at the very, very bottom, which, perfect. Like, love it. That means Mike Vanderlinden 100% beat him, right?
Oh, that's a fair assumption.
Oh, I'm not seeing his name, so he must be in Div B, right?
Oh, D-N-F.
Not in Div B either. D-N-F. Oh, he messaged me. He reckons he pulled up sore after Sizzler, and he's like, yeah, couldn't get through it. I was like, oh no, all good. Shit. That was free money. Taryn putting in a neg one. He just had to get through the round. Come on, Mike.
He's really let you down there.
He really has. I mean, Taryn gave it to me, and Mike's like, no, don't do that. So 0 points for me. We'll get to Mikey in a sec when we get to the handicap leaderboard, but neg nine, probably putting him in pretty good stead, I'd imagine. He's not a big high rated kind of guy. So Div B though, we had a very nice score from Chu Tran. I guess he just plays disc golf again.
He does, apparently. He fucking does it good.
Like, he didn't play for more than 6 months, right?
Yeah, at least.
More than 6 months. I reckon the last time he played was Melbourne Celebrates, and that was wet.
Yeah.
So that was a long time ago. And then he just, like, shows up, and I think he's won everything since he's come back.
Yeah.
So don't really like that from him, but not much we can do about it. Glenn Rolston, as you said there, next in Div B on a neg five with a clean card. If you're in Div B and you got a clean card, you will find yourself at the tippy top.
Yep.
Which is very nice. Matt Finnegan, Marcus Davies, and Zolt all there in tied for third. So
that, like, take two off that list, and that is just Melbourne Eagles Div B. Like, Zolt, Marcus, Matt Finnegan, and Glenn, they are the stalwarts of Div B amongst us Eagles.
You've just thrown the 10-year-old Marcus Davies, if you played disc golf for a minute. You've just thrown him in as a stalwart. What if Div B? Probably his second time ever in Div B, but yeah, that's fine. But I think the other names, you've hit the nail on the head. So yeah, right there at the tippy top. good to see.
Yeah.
What do we got in, what's the other way? Div C.
A lot of red. Outside of Ross Davies, who comes under the card, not to be confused with his son, three under the card. And then Bridget also managing to go under the card, one under.
Mm.
Wow. Is that going to be Bridget's first under the card?
I think so. That's a fantastic effort.
Yeah.
So I love to see that. Look who's in fourth.
Which one?
Margaret Trout.
Yeah.
Right? Am I cooked that she is not from Victoria?
Well, she's been popping off. Like, has she moved here or something?
I have no idea. But she's not in the non-members. I need to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
Like, she was just at the Sizzler dominating, and I am certain she is not from Victoria.
ACT Disc Golf is her club. So is the Melbourne Disc Golf Club. So is Snowy Mountain. She's got three clubs on Metrics. She mostly plays ACT things.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I don't...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm confused. But she is obviously a member because she's not in the non-member division. So hopefully Margaret's in Melbourne now, because if we have someone who just wins every time they play, that is huge for our club. So cool to see that. The name jumped immediately out of me, and I was just like, all right, well, that's cooked. And good shooting down there in Div C, plus one. Takes a double in there. She could easily clean up a little bit. Div C's in a bit of trouble if Margaret's sticking around.
Yes.
Nothing too spicy in the no metrics and the non-members happening, though.
No, not necessarily. I do want to shout out Mia Daniels for her two pars, hole 9 and hole 10. I do keep a close eye on Mia's scores, and that might be some of her first pars, definitely her first excessive pars at a social day.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, love to see that. I'll check out the overall handicap. And no surprise, Mia Daniels right at the tippy top. So good spotting by you there. She wins it fairly comfortably over Dolly. And Margaret there, right there in third. So Margaret just Melbourne Disc Golf Club stalwart.
Apparently.
An eagle for life, I guess.
Yeah.
You
have to scroll a bit further to find Mikey. So
how much further?
At 49 names on the handicap list, I need to see him better than 24.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, he's 20th.
Bang.
Shit. All right. That's. I thought he was going to be a bit higher than that. He's not a very high metrics rating. And I knew that going in. Like, I knew you were trying to be sneaky, but he's not a very high metrics rating for a reason, because he doesn't perform very well at Melbourne Social Days. So, I am always happy to go a 5 on the handicap board, but did not pay dividends for me there. He has been playing very well lately. I must admit, I was close to putting his name down at the sizzler on our tipping. So,
yeah.
You had him as a 5, so that brings you up to 25 on the Throllers Guarantee. And if Mike van der Linden had to beat Taz, like if Mike van der Linden had showed up and stayed, I also would have been on 25, but that did not occur. So I stay at 19. You're first to the halfway point.
Boom.
I'll be pretty disappointed if I go down this 0-2.
Yes.
In that Rollers Guarantee setup. But plenty of action still to come. 50's a long way from here. So
very long way.
We'll see how we go. Big news. On the weekend, the Ballarat course had some work done. So I did not make it out to the working bee. I'm guessing neither did you.
No. Are you talking about Bendigo or Ballarat?
Yeah, Bendigo. Yep. That's what I inferred.
Yeah, good. I just
wrote down Ballarat, so that's why I said it. But definitely Bendigo.
Okay, yes.
I had a bit of work done in preparation for the Vic Open. So
I still haven't signed up. I don't know if I'm going to. Yeah.
Mate, that is disgusting.
It's crazy, isn't it?
How are you doing? You have all the days off.
I know.
How? So all the baskets are in now. The extra 9 baskets are in the ground. And I think they went away from trying to do concrete tee pads. I think that was just going to be too much time, too much effort, not enough hands. But they have gone with turf tee pads, and I believe they have them all in. So I think the new 18 is, well, the full 18 is just playable now. So I'm very excited for that. I have heard from Matt, who hasn't actually been there yet and walked it. He wasn't available on the weekend either. He's had to drop the baskets and run. But there are some changes to the tournament layouts that we've played, because they play on some of the golf course fairways, and they've made this 18 permanent so that people can just play them whenever.
Cool.
So I don't know exactly what those tweaks are, but I'm imagining some of the holes, and I can see where we're playing down golf fairways. So, but I don't think there's that many. I think a lot of the cool holes will still be how they are. So I'm very keen to check it out, and I think I might end up living down in Bendigo leading up to the Vic Open, because I had a little bit of a cheeky look today in my sadness over the fiery stuff. I was just looking about how many days off I can take over the next few months.
Yep.
And this is just a bit of a PSA for anyone listening, but we're in a very nice position where Anzac Day is the Friday after Easter. So that means Good Friday, and then you got Saturday, Sunday, Easter Monday. That's 4 days off everyone has. If you then take the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so you take 3 days of annual leave, that brings you up to 7 days in a row. Anzac Day is a Friday. That's eight. And then you got Saturday, Sunday. That is 10 days. So you can have 3 days of annual leave and get a 10-day holiday.
Huge.
Anyone who's not doing that is crazy. So get in now before everyone else does. That's just a nice little PSA. I put my leave in immediately after I saw that today. So
nice.
Yeah, I might move down to Bendigo and get around it. Might have to see if I can run a little tourney or something there. I've just said that. That doesn't mean it can happen. I've got to talk to Jackson, find out what the deal with the golf club is. But I feel like I can do some sort of flex league thing where just people show up and I'll figure it out.
Okay. This is big, Alan. I love it. Podcast for the people of the people.
Yeah, exactly. Just talking shit. No real basis. But I'll look into it. But now it's looking really good. So I am keen for that. But since you mentioned about the Vic Open, we will have a bit of a look.
Yes.
Not a dive into it because it's still a while away. So there's 118 players, which I think is a bit light on for a Vic Open. I didn't look at what last year's was, but I think it's closer to the 150 mark in my head. Does that sound right to you?
Yes, it does.
But the number that stands out to me is the number nine. And what do you think the number nine represents?
Well, it's about to be a 10 because as you're talking, I'm gonna go sign up for MPO.
Yeah, there is 9, 10 with you MPO players, and there is one from Interstate. One, and that's Dan Frost. So, yep. Famously, and I think a little bit hard done by because over the last couple of years, I feel like there's been a few tourneys with some subpar by MPO standard payouts. The Vic Open has now famous for it, and it's starting to take shape. This is the first year we wouldn't have, like there would have been 20 odd last year, I'd imagine, and the year before. So we're about half of that. We're still a little while away, and I bet you a lot of these simps will still sign up because, you know, MPO's little babies, they just come anyway. I don't know if it's making too much of an effect. Like MA1's still got 19, MA40's got 13, MA50's got 14. Little light on there, I would have thought. Some high double digits in most other the divisions of the MAs anyway. So I can see it still filling out a little. This will be the good sort of litmus test on how a tournament goes if MPOs don't give a fuck. So we'll have to see. We'll keep an eye on it. Like I said, I think that number will balloon out. I reckon we'll get closer to 16, like minimum, by the time it comes around. We'll be one to keep an eye on. What are your thoughts? Is there anything blowing up in your little MPO chat that no one else is allowed to look at?
There actually is something blowing up, and thank you for bringing that up because otherwise I would have forgotten. Nothing to the Vic Open though.
Oh, okay.
Aussie D put in the Vic in that chat just to go down this pathway for a second about calling like foot faults and shit and how we all the MPO gentlemen need to man up, even though I hate using that phrase, and we need to get better at holding each other account to the rules. I obviously don't contribute to these conversations because I'm like obviously a fake MPO player, but I hope they don't because I break the rules all the time.
Big.
Yeah, but Aussie D apparently called someone on the weekend and it did not go down well.
Really?
And it was all pretty awkward and stuff. Anyway, I think I just registered, but I'm now not sure if I did. Like, I didn't get like a congratulations, you're registered. I think I did, though.
Sounds good. We'll find out. We'll reach out.
Oh, here we go. Congratulations, Chris. You have successfully
Look
registered.
Look at that. Mate. All right. We're up to double digits in the MPO.
Here we go.
You're a half a chance, too. A couple scrubs in there. So you're a half a chance to get some cash.
I'm not, but that's okay.
Yeah, well, deer's no good anymore. So yep. we can write him straight off. I reckon you can take down Parrish and Michelle. Depends which Ryan Hart shows up. And then all of a sudden, it's just whether Dylan's still Dill or if he's hurt. And then it's just Paddy, Tim, you, and Dan Frost. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
oh, and Aiden.
And it Aiden. Sounds real gettable. I'm a shoo-in.
Just assume the green jacket's on the line and all of a sudden you'll be all right.
Bang, I will be away, won't I? Yes, sir.
But yeah, we'll have to keep an eye on that in the coming weeks. It's not that far away, I don't think. A month and a bit. So, yeah, 5-6 weeks.
All right, bang.
A bit more coming up this week. Do we want to have a look at DIWA and SA Open, or do we want to have a chat about the Pro Tour that just went off?
Yeah, let's touch on Waco.
Yeah, nice.
Let's touch on Waco. Who'd you tip?
Mate, I'm having a mare start of the season. I'm excited about the new rules. The new rules with our tipping comp that we're in, they go off like the Pro Tour points, and that's a lot more aggressively weighted to the top, and then you get to 0 points reasonably quickly compared to our old system where there's not a lot of separation and everyone gets points. Because I'm not having a hot start, but it's very comebackable. I have a couple good wins and we're there. The reason I mention all this is because I was very confident with my tip. I had zero doubt about my tip and no one else tipped him. And I was like, idiots. My immediate reaction is idiots. Like, did you guys not watch last year? The assassin at Waco, I went with Luke Humphreys. Yeah, shot 1,000 over. Was looking. He was on league card. He was on feature card round one. And they don't like. I swear. I'm telling you now. Like I need to find a way to find out who is going to be on feature card round one of these tourneys, because they're always good. I swear. There might be one guy that ends up having a half a thing, but they figure it out. Like, they get a couple good guys and then someone who plays good there, and they always do end up doing well. And they had Luke Humphreys on it because he almost fucking won last year.
Yep.
And where he kind of got caught was not at Lake. It was at Lake Waco. So I was like, they're not playing that. He's going to dominate. He didn't. He's shit. End up taking a 700 on one of the holes late and just threw the whole first round away. Anyway, it didn't turn out very well for me.
No, 90th. You do get no points for 90th.
Yeah, exactly. So, who'd you tip?
I had Kyle Klein. Out of the gates well with a 55. To put that in perspective, the leader shot a 50, the winner shot a 53 round one, and Kyle Klein shot a 55. But unfortunately, he backed it up with a 59, not as tight, but then finished with a 55. So 17th for Kyle Klein, top 20. I'll take it. It's a cheeky little Kyle Klein top 20. But yeah, I want to hang out more in those top 10s, but you can't you can't get top 10 every time.
Nah, Waco's hard too. It's always a bit swirly there.
Yep.
But yeah, our boy, our good mate, Adam Hammers, who interacted with us at Worlds, we should actually reach out to him. I reckon we could get him on the pod.
Oh, of course we could.
He had the win. Just snuck it in. Very consistent. Yeah. 53, 56, 53. And fuck, he was good in the end. Like, I only watched the final round. I just watched it on Jomez because I've just been busy. And I got rid of my subscription to What's the Name because I don't watch it. I just sleep in now on the weekends and then I work on Mondays. So I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
And it's not cheap. But anyway, I digress. I watched the final round and topsy-turvy. Like, I was watching it. I'm like, how does he win this? It takes like a real weird bogey early. Doesn't do much, gets a sick eagle, and then 100 pars in a row. And yeah, then the other guys just kind of drop off a bit to the point where none of them are a factor, and the chase cards are coming in hot. And Simon Lizotte's just like, this is what I do. I win from here. Yeah. Gets the hole 17, and bed shitting is an understatement. All the boys who had a chance threw it away. Calvin took, what, a 7?
Correct.
Big. And his was great. Did you see what happened?
Yes.
Yeah. Throws it out of bounds, stuffs that up, and then he just tries the hero shot, and that goes nowhere.
Yeah.
So then, then his day's over. But how good was Hammy's second shot? That's one of the best shots I've ever seen. Like, it was incredible.
Ass clinching.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He just watched everyone else throw it away. You've got Simon in the clubhouse now at 29 under. He is at 28 under. So he throws out of bounds. It's probably done.
Yeah.
And he wasn't in a good spot. Pinched off. Everyone, if you haven't seen the whole 17, well, I'm sure everyone knows the whole 17, you got to throw that sort of forehand out, and then you've got it going downhill, down to that peninsula, OB long, OB right, all the water left. So he's pinched. He's had to throw like a low flip-up forehand that flips up over the water. It comes and it lands inbounds by a meter, not even a meter, and then bounces and hits the...
Jacuzzi.
Yeah, the jacuzzi for a tap-in. Any slight wind dip, turn, lift, he's out of bounds.
Yeah.
Insane. Just like, it's an incredible shot. And out of bounds and done. Like, that's his thing over. And Simon just wins, which is like, like I said, that's what he does. I was fully expecting it to happen. Before. Yeah, expecting it to happen. But he does that. And so now he's tied. And then what happened on hole 18?
Hole 18, obviously, big water carry, huge hole, wind down for final round. So no one's really laying up. They've just got to blast it 143 meters across the water. Yeah, that's how long that hole is. Adam obviously blasts it. You know, if you go wide of the basket, you get to obviously not have to carry 140 meters. You can carry like 100, and then Heiser and Skip hopefully get somewhere near circle one. That's exactly what happens. He gets to about 13 meters. Absolute death putt. Just staring at an absolute death putt. I mean, not absolute, but like absolute in a couple of ways. He hits it, he wins, he misses. He could go OB.
Oh, like, he's going out of bounds.
Yeah, likely to go OB, so just dead. And just ice in the vein, Adam Hammett. He burst onto the scene as like the elite putter when his hat used to pop off when he was sinking all those putts at Northwood one year. And he just channeled inner Adam Hammett. And you summed it up beautifully in a group chat. Like, my tip of him last week for a sneaky top 10, all of a sudden does not look so good because bang. Cashes it and takes out the W. I want to cycle back to 17 just for one second.
Sorry, yeah.
Did you see how Nico played 17?
Oh, yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. That was fired around. Backhand, left hand for the tap-in birdie. Mind you, a minus 12 round for Nico that round as well.
Elite.
Just a cool 1060 rated disc golf. Is Nico back?
Oh, I guess so. I don't know. Just we'll see next week when it's a bomber course or something again. That is the thing about Waco. So, like, Simon's obviously there in second, and he's a bomber. But and Hammers can throw for sure. But you got Nico, Marweed, Barsby, Conrad. Oh, Conrad slings. But those names start popping up. Brady Williams. These are all top 10, top 20. Finishes. And Paul Ulibarri, who, like, he doesn't go over the water on 18, you know what I mean? It's a different game at Waco, which is good. I like that we have a bit of a mix of that, but I don't know, did we see his name last week or whatever it was, the first event?
He was chased, but at some point I think he ended up finishing 40th, but but no, like, he was chased card after round one or something like that. He's up and about.
Well, I can tell you that no one in our tipping comp tipped him at all last year. I'm certain of that. Like, I don't check the math, but I'm certain that no one tipped him. But no, I reckon, he might get some tips this year. So he could be back. He could definitely be back. But yeah, some very big performances by, a handful of different people. Like Grady Shoe right up there. Who else? Paul Kranz, Clay Edwards, all having big performances. But still, just like Gatenberg in fifth, like wasn't a factor all weekend, but fifth.
Yeah.
The kid's just very, very good. Simon, tantalizingly close. I couldn't believe he didn't win. But yeah, huge result there for Evan Smith. Andrew Marweed, I think I heard he didn't miss a putt or something for the weekend, or he missed one. Like,
I believe it.
Fucked. The guy's very, very good at putting.
Glance, he missed one.
Yep. There you go.
That's missed one round one, missed none round two, none round three.
That's so messed up.
Yeah.
But yeah, just, what's his name? Calvin threw that away. Macbeth was in a position to win and just couldn't hit any putts. Yeah, bit crazy. But yeah, big time for Adam. Fourth win on the Pro Tour.
Yeah, I know.
Which I didn't realize that, so that's sneaky. And he had a dope shirt. Like, I like that.
The Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
I thought it was cool. It was clean. Yeah. So, I had his logo and stuff on it. I thought that was really cool. I was like, I'll get around that. But, cool event. Always like Waco. So, yeah. Any other notable performances or big misses you've seen?
None that I'll share on the pod, just a few that I'm keeping up my sleeve for tipping purposes.
Okay, all right. All right, mate. In the FBO, just a whitewash. Kristen landed in America again, and she's just the number one disc golfer in the world. And it's not even close.
Turns out.
So, yeah. 10-13, 10-16, 10-19 rated rounds, so... she's a weapon, and she won in an event where in the MPO, it was, what do you go, one stroke and then two strokes, one, a million tied, one, bunch tied, one, like nothing separating them. She wins by seven strokes.
Yeah.
Crazy. So seven strokes in the MPO side, what does it get you, 30 down to 23, that would get you 17th place. The difference. And seven strokes in FBO is Holland Hanley in second. So pretty tight after that. But yeah, she's just too good. Way too good. And I guess you give her a short course like that, she's like, done. What are you going to do about it? So way, way, way too good. I think I saw that Hannah and what's the other one? Evelina. Went at like 0% putting on one of the days.
Yeah. Yeah, like...
0% C1X, 0% C2.
Yeah, that was definitely round two. Did not hit a putt. Like, I almost want to vomit. And yeah, I'm not sure if Henna went quite that bad. Not quite that bad. Okay. But yeah, pretty bad.
Crazy. So that's rough to see. What else? We had nothing else too surprising up there. All the normal names that you would likely see, I think, right? Hannah Heunen. I'm not familiar with her. So big result for her. 948 rated up into 10th. That's a get.
That is a get.
My tip was Lakey Lorenzen because I just didn't know. I didn't know what's going on at Waco. There's only like six girls I want to tip ever. So it's like I don't. It's a crapshoot for me, I swear. She played all right last year. Started off okay and then started bleeding. She got last cash, so I guess I got like a point. I don't know. Wasn't a good week for me. Who'd you get?
Not great. I also went sideways. I went with that Ali Ezra. Mitteling, I think you say it. And she jagged a 20th. I got a couple of that.
Yeah, nice. All right, well, got me covered. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Don't like that. I need to have a look into next week, but I'm probably not going to be very scientific. I think it's in Texas, so I'm just probably going to tip Ricky, which, good job, dickhead. Trying to be creative. Watch me pick Adam Hammers and he come 100th. that's what's going
to
be good.
I can't wait to happen that to someone.
That's going to be so good when I tip Hammers. I'll look and he came 7th last year or something. I'm like, oh, okay, all right, sweet. And then he came 100th. I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. but yeah, anything else for Waco?
Nah, I mentioned my Nico thing. I also, yeah, let my subscription lapse. Enjoyed a little bit of Jomez.
Nice. Very nice. Still good. All right, we'll have a quick look at the SA Open, only because I love it. I love it. This is the first one I haven't been to in a minute. I'm not seeing many names. Brett Bovridge heading over. Who else from Victoria? That might be it. Nath Parrish. Nath Parrish plays everything. So only six people in the MPO. It was a pretty good field last year. So, yeah, I don't know why no one went. I had to pull out. Well, maybe just the flights as well. I had to pull out because the flights were $1 billion. But that course is sick. I really, really like that course. It reminds me, I think I said last year, it reminds me of like an Inverleigh White, but with elevation. It's fun. It's really fun. So disappointed not to get to that. Anyone's game in MPO, I would just say Gareth, but he might not even make it out. He's got half a leg. So
yeah,
I think that MPO 6 might drop down to a 5. And then nothing really stands out there. You got Clayton as the clear big dog. So maybe he gets the win, but yeah, other than that, nothing too special. I thought there might be more Victorians, so I'll keep an eye on it, but probably no one else will care.
Yeah, it's light on, but yeah, we'll keep a loose eye on it, of course.
Jay Ross going as well, listed as Lavington, New South Wales. Do we know that?
Yeah, okay. I gave him shit about this. Actually, when I ran into him recently, I was like, oh, he's Mr. Bloody Intrepid Traveller himself. I feel like every time I look at your PDGA, you've got like a new location. And he's like, nah, mate. Like, it's been that for like 2 years. And it's just like he's in Albury-Wodonga. And from what I can gather, Lavington must be right near there somewhere. Gotcha. On the New South Wales side.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll give my yearly shout out to Mark Powers. So in the MA50, you've got James Arnold, PDJ number 221,391. So 221,391. And you also have Mark Powers, PDJ number 2,000. 2,000. huge jump. I mean, like 220,000 odd job.
Yeah.
So, big shout out to Mark. I think he's ADG number like 6 as well or something like that. So, always cool to see him out there. But yeah, we'll have a look at the DWA Open because there's actually people we know playing that. Not me though. So, there's still a spot free. Oh, okay, that makes me sad. Nah, not sad. I got my wife's having dinner with some wives of my like basketball mates, and so I'm gonna go. It's in Patterson Lake, so I'm gonna go drop her off and then hang out with them. So, and it's at like 6, so I won't make it back from wherever the fuck DWR is, like Melton Way, then, because I think there's like 22 holes and it starts at 1 or something. I don't know, but I'm not going, which would be a bit sad because the course looks fun, right? That's what you were saying.
The course looks fun. Looks like it could be my jam. A bunch of, 60 to 90 meter par threes, and, some, 200 meter par fives. I can get around a bit of that. So, looks like there's lots of trees on the course, according to the maps. We're playing blind. I'm looking forward to it. We're playing obviously completely blind. You've got a rad style map. I'm not studying that because they could be like, as we know at Ballarat, they all look like dildos. So I'm sure the maps are not a great thing to go by. Looking forward to playing a course relatively blind. I'll roll out there Saturday morning. The course opens from 9 o'clock apparently. So I'll roll out for about that time. I'll obviously be awake for 5 hours by that point. and go play 22 holes. And then back it up with another 22. And I'm also not camping. A similar story. My wife also has a dinner. So I said I will shotgun it back and you can go enjoy your dinner. And then I'll go back out there Sunday morning and play again.
If I live in Sunshine West, I probably would do the same. But unfortunately, I've got to get to Patterson Lakes. So that's so far away. So jealous of that. I'm excited. You are looking pretty good, though. You are the red hot favorite to come dead last in MPO.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
It's pretty good.
I can only overperform.
Right?
So, nothing to lose.
Yeah, you lose and say, yeah, fair enough. You beat anyone, it's like, oh, jeez. Come on,
it's
come
comfortable
on, Leo.
Too. It's comfortable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a good field.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're at 942. The next is Leo at 960. Yep. It's all up from there.
Yeah.
So, good field. Pretty excited about that. MPO, though. Before we move on, who do you think you tipped at? Besides you, who are you liking? So, you've seen sort of the concept of the course. Who do you think shreds that style better than anyone?
I'm going to go with... Well, anyone of them can take it, but Ryan Deere.
Yeah.
And his putters, he's got this.
That's what I was thinking too. I think the kid bounces back, and he gets to throw a putter on every hole, dead straight, and as long as he can hit putts, I think he's the goer.
Yeah.
That'd be my tip too. And MP40, I'm loving how this is shaping out. Five people in MP40, none of them hold a candle to our man, Daz. And I hope if he goes in blind, zero chance they beat him.
Yeah.
Zero chance. I hope he doesn't play in the morning. I hope he just shows up and is like, oh, yep, go over there. Cool. If that's the case, he wins by 10.
Yeah.
If he goes in the morning, he might only win by 6. But I don't see any of them coming anywhere near him. Do you?
No, he is in green jacket form. He better represent. It's his first opportunity to represent the green jacket at a PDJ event. That is obviously one of the stipulations with being bestowed such a prestigious honor. So I hope to see him out there rubbing it in my face.
Oh, he better wear it.
Yeah.
He better wear it. I'll kneecap him if he doesn't. good to see Cassie out. First tournament of the year for her. I can't even remember the last tournament she played, so... Bit a minute, so cool to see her in FP40. MA1 looking pretty juicy, just looking like if Alan showed up, it'd be game over. But unfortunately, I can't make it, so it's probably going to come down to Penn or Kalen. They are the hot hands at the moment, don't you think?
Yeah, of course they are. It's cool that obviously Brett, Narada, Johnny won. Another good field, but Penn and Kalen will be going toe to toe.
Hopefully Brett just sneaks up. Brett's just sneaky. He's just a sneaky guy, Brett Zeeble. So hopefully he can get a little bit of sneak into that. What have we got? MA40, a nice little battle in there. Huss joining in with Lee Thompson, Taron, and Paul Arden. That's a pick'em for me. Depends who shows up. Any roller holes, you reckon?
Don't know. A few trees. Don't know if there's any elevation. No idea. Who knows? Don't know what the ground's going to look like underneath. But this Hussey sitting in MA40 and Cass sitting by itself in MP40, not sitting too comfortably with me, particularly when I start thinking about... the ADG Tour points. Is this an ADG event? Probably not.
I reckon Fergie. It's Fergie thing. I reckon he would do. But Huss could just say that she's in whatever for FBO. ADG. So it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Yeah. Be interesting to see how that shakes out.
Indeed. I just, if I was Cassie, I would just play MA40. But that's we're different people.
Yes.
MA50, light on. I've never seen two people at a Melbourne event. Like, I know it's not a Melbourne club event, but it's in Melbourne, essentially. With two people. 22 people is way more common than two.
Yes.
And it's just Carey and a person I don't even... Who's Richard Lewis Shell?
It's one of our favourite hyphenated names from Point Cook. he's got to mention, he's got to run on the pod before.
Okay.
He started playing last year.
Well, I'll probably get a smack from Carey. I reckon he's a bit behind because I reckon Carey might have seen the course.
Do ya? Do ya?
We might get to that a bit later. MA2, Dougie Adams in MA2. So he's made the switch, testing the waters. I guess he wasn't happy with the two-person field. And I don't blame him. So jumped into MA2. And Tommy Jankar coming off the huge win at Sizzler. And I just think there's absolutely no way he backs that up.
Yeah, we
we disagree here. This might be a good $1 guarantee. Yeah, keep
going. We're not disagreeing. You're just like going a bit submarine for me at my end. So I'm just trying to decode you a little bit.
Sorry.
We've got obviously Tommy Jankar looking pretty comfortable in there. Mitch Evers coming off. Mitch Evers maybe looking for a bounce back. Ash Whedon is sneaky. Don't know what you said, but if you back Tommy Jankar, we are not disagreeing.
No, I said that after his big win at Sizzler, there is zero chance he backs it up. So we might have to revisit that in a minute for Throllers Guarantee.
All right, there we go.
Margaret Trowell, Melbourne Stalwart in FA2. She's the only one, so she'll get the win. And MA3.
Sale Victoria.
There you go. Done.
There we go.
She's officially here now.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, that's a win. That's a win for the club.
Yeah.
And then the bottom half of Parked Media is in MA3 there. Maddie Faz, Jace Wiedner. And some pretty good battle. Peter Barry in there. I reckon he's just snuck across to get a win. I reckon he's just snuck down there to get a win. So that'd be my tip.
Yep.
MA4, the Hal Grahams are rolling around with Matt Mutter and Jason Vincent. So a nice little battle there. It's going to be good. I've got my eye on this. This is bigger. 47 players, probably 48, I think is the max, and someone will sign up. So, yeah, looking good. I'm keen.
Pumped.
Should we do a bit of Throllers Guarantee while we're here? Please. I'm assuming it's going on this. I don't think there's any social days.
Yes, let's do it.
All right, well, what do you give me that Tommy Jankar doesn't win?
Where is he? MA2 does not will give Tommy Jankar v anyone else.
Yeah, it just doesn't.
I can't give you too much for that. I'm gonna reluctantly say, four.
Four. So a six would be a win. If he wins, I get a six. If I went for that way. And a four doesn't win.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't win. I'm taking the four.
Yeah, I thought you would.
I'm taking the four. I like that.
And I was like, you're not pushing me any further than four. I'm like, a four's generous.
I'll take
the four.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet. Tommy Jankar don't win. What do you got?
All right. Where you've scored me up like this before, and I'm going to ask you to score me up like this again. So I previously asked you, what will you give me for a player? Can I have a point for every scalp he takes? And if they take none...
is his name Chris Reynolds?
None, yeah. Now, I'm not going to ask for a point for each because Chris Reynolds is shit. I'm going to ask for two for every scalp he takes.
Oh, shit. two. But who will you beat?
Yeah, exactly. I'm asking. Would you give me... I would probably beat none, so I'd probably get zero.
If you smash it, good on you. I'll give you two. Yeah. I don't love it, but I'm a nice guy.
At best, I'm going to take three players, and it only gets me six. So, let me ask it a different way. What does Chris Roddles get for fourth?
we'll stick with the...
What does Chris Reynolds get for fourth? I'm curious because that is a shit one for me.
Sixth. Is that what you said? How many? That would normally get, if you beat three, you get four. It's a six. Does that work?
Yeah. So, all right. So, does that mean I get four for getting worse?
No.
see how this system doesn't shake out?
Yeah. No, you get six for coming exactly fourth. Fourth or better, and then what? Yeah, four. Nah, I don't like that.
No,
I'm not giving you that. I'll give you the two if you want. The two for every scalp.
Two for every scalp. Who am I going to beat in that field? Fucking no one.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can pick something else if you want. I'm not forcing you.
I will. All right. Give me. Fucking hell. Me versus anyone in MA1, including Penn and Kalen. So put me in MA1, essentially, or kind of, or whatever, however you want to think about it.
Yeah, let's put you in MA1.
Put me against MA1.
Okay.
What? What do I get for a win?
For winning MA1?
Yeah.
That's a lot more difficult. I don't like that. You said it's a Chris Stile course. You'd be the highest rated player in the division. Not quite comfortably, but by second you would be. So it's sort of you versus Penn, and then a shakeout. All right. I'm going to be careful with this because then you'll just go the other way. So what happens if Penn beats you? Sort of set up because you're sneaky. I reckon you're a. Oh, it's either a 6 or a 7 to win. I want to go 7 because I know you don't want it. you do because you like that better than coming fourth in MPO. Fuck. I don't like this. All right. I'll give you. I'll back you in to beat Kalen. So I'll give you a 6 to win and 4 you don't. I feel like that's pretty generous.
Yeah, well played.
Void if Penn pulls out. Penn pulls out, Void.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Penn ain't pulling out. But yeah, of course, Void if he does. Go on. Let me take the 6.
Chris, win. Bang for 6. Yep. I like it. All right. I'm glad. I'm glad we went that direction.
Yep.
You're obviously a chance. You're a fucking 6. Chris went MA1-6. Put that down there. Nice. All right, we got the throwers guarantee sorted.
Beautiful.
All right, we do a bit of spotlight, not light to end it.
Yes, please.
I've got a nice little spotlight that I want to go with.
Yep.
You've probably seen it. You might have it. I'm not sure. But so this is the same. The Waco course is famous for one of Macbeth's 2 negative 18 rounds.
Yeah.
But they have changed some pars since then. So the course has changed a little bit too. It's gotten a bit more OB and all that sort of stuff. But more notably, they have changed the pars. And they have changed hole 18 from a par 4 to a par 3. They have changed hole 12 from a par 5 to a par 4. And they have changed hole 9 from a par 5 to a par 4. So if you do your math right, that is 3 strokes difference. So that means that Jake Mon's final round of negative 15 is the same amount of strokes as Paul McBeth's negative 18. They both had 49 throws of the frisbee to get a lap around that course, which is incredible. So it's not going to get the love it should because he's Jake Mon and he was on 100th card and it's technically not an egg 18, but that is every bit as good as Paul McBeth's round, if not better, because I think the course is harder. So very well done there, Jake Mon. He didn't get any eagles, which McBeth did, but that was only really what is now a birdie on hole 18. And he just took 3 pars, and 2 of those were ones that were changed from 5 to 4s that McBeth had. So if it was on McBeth's layout, he would have had, 1 par and an eagle. So pretty nice going there from Jake Mon. And his card mates got around him after the round, and it propelled him into some cash. So very nice going there. That's hot.
So hot. Yeah, well spotted by you. I did see that as well. They essentially had identical school cards outside of a couple of par threes. Like they alternated what birdie and par they took on a par three. So very, very similar scorecards. Cool. My spotlight goes to a similar level of disc golf, actually. My spotlight has been a long time coming. And a little overdue. My spotlight goes to Darren Stay Smith.
Oh, okay.
His 10:40 golf or 10:38 or whatever it was at Ruffy Rumble was the highest ever rated round by an age-protected division Australian disc golfer.
Okay, nice. That's good. That's a good find by you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Kalen.
good year.
I believe. It actually came from Darren, and so that's why it's also a spotlight. We obviously love a little bit of self-indulgement, and Darren, obviously, we gave him accolades, but Darren's like, he could have gone on a bit longer, boys. It is actually the best ever rated round by a 40-plus-year-old player in the country, and I was like, thanks for pointing that out.
That's good.
And as it's a self-accolade, I will make sure it gets a run on the podcast, because we are here for it. So, but it is. It was like we obviously did give it hype. But to have it, that statistic in my hand now, I needed to revisit it. So my spotlight goes to Darren Stay Smith.
Very nice. No, I love that. Love that. Get around yourself, Daz.
Yep.
Do we have
the same not light?
Yeah, I'll leave it for you then. I have two. I've got Lake Diwatera down there, so I'll let that slide to you. I'll go with my other one. Was going to be an honorable mention, but now it's a full-blown one. Goes to Paul Ulibarri. Sorry, I was listening to Tour Life Pod, and they were talking about something, can't remember. Some little comment was made, and then something about meat, and Yuli is like, I wouldn't know, I'm a vegan. Have been what? Since 2012. And I was what? Like, whoa, okay, all right. Was not aware. And so yeah. I had to do a bit of a deep dive into Yuli's his disc golf record then. I had a working theory, and I just had to do a bit of research on it. So we all know that he slaughters A tiers. He's an A tier killer, B tier killer, C tier killer. He loves getting down to C tiers and just murdering the local chumps like us. And we know he hasn't had a pro tour win, but he has had national tour wins back in the day, which is the same thing. When do you think his last national tour win was?
2011.
Oh, no. The correlation isn't exactly causation, but I think in this case we can safely say that he gave up the meat.
As a trusted mathematician, I can guarantee that is causation.
He gave up meat and as such has never won at the highest level since then. Mate, get a steak in here and you probably wouldn't – he waned away in the round one. Very hot through 16, and then the energy levels just weren't there on 17 and 18, and he dropped. And then round two, round three, same setup. Just couldn't handle it. So get a steak into you, my boy, and who knows? We might see you on Lee Cardigan. So that's my not like Yuli. Sorry for all the vegans out there, but I don't really care.
Good work by you. Yep, so you alluded to it earlier. Mine, I just wrote it down in my notes as the Diwa flog. And so for those playing along at home, we received an email during the week, those that are signed up. It has come to my attention by the way of the staff at Lake Diwa Camp that an individual visited the camp to scope the course today. Whilst walking around the camp, they were approached by staff and asked to leave the property, but were reportedly pushy / floggy in the reluctance to leave. I won't continue reading. But obviously it's unknown who this was, but it obviously has to be fairly assumed that obviously it is one of the current 47 signed up players, and that is really sad behavior by that individual.
Yep, 100%. No idea who it was. I think I might have alluded to who my thoughts are on that a little earlier, if we caught that. But that's pure speculation. We don't have any inside word, but but who else? So,
yeah.
I don't know. Send us your thoughts. Tell me who you think it is. We would love to know.
And fess up. Like, is this, what was it, Incognito?
Yeah.
Who was the bloke? Was it at Nationals? What was his name? Anonymous?
Yeah.
Maybe, let us know.
Maybe they've got a side of the story that's a little different.
Yeah.
Maybe their side of the story is different. If that's the case, and you're like, hey, I'm not the DY terror. I just thought, I didn't really pay attention. I was doing this, and someone came up to me. I was just defending myself. I don't know. If you got a story, let us know. But... right now, we've only got one side of the story, and we think you're a flog, so you get a not like.
Correct.
Cool. All right, well, enjoy Diwa. Hope you play well. I hope it rains, but no. I'm sad to be not playing, but I think it'd be a lot of fun, so I'll keep an eye on that. So anyone who's going, enjoy, and thanks for listening, everybody.
Episode 100 next week.
Oh, big. Yeah, big. We're going to figure out if we're doing something with that.
Big.
Sweet.
Peace out.